your honorable load.
The year, 2012. The place, the heart of the city. And Richard, a young woman with a lust for power and no moral compass, is plotting a violent rise. That's from the website of the Bards of Birmingham, the youth acting group you just heard rehearsing. The site also has a warning about the upcoming production of Shakespeare's Richard III. This play is not recommended for children younger than 12. The caution is understandable, because it's a dark, violent play. But it's also strange, because there's a 10-year-old in the cast. Dorian Davis has been with Bard since he was 8, and acting since he was 5. When the play opens on Friday, he'll become the Duke of York, albeit a nobleman who isn't allowed to see the entire play.
It's actually a very simple process. It's not hard at all.
Another consummate actor, 16-year-old Morgan Walston, is playing Richard, the lead, and she's doing it as a woman.
I think that it adds an entirely new dimension to the show, and it makes it all the more special because it speaks to young women today.
The production includes a modern soundtrack and even a few film sequences, but it's by no means Shakespeare light. Its language and its timeless examination of violence and ambition have simply been brought forward in time to play out among street gangs and drug addicts. Here's founder and director Laura Coulter, who spent years working with disadvantaged kids.
It is a very dark play. I think one of Shakespeare's darkest plays. But the way we have it set, it deals with issues of youth violence and gang violence. And unfortunately, that's a reality for a lot of kids today.
The production includes passionate scenes. The crazed Queen Margaret is portrayed as a heroin junkie. And of course, there's plenty of killing to go around. But there is also an anti-violence message. Morgan Walston, who's occasionally had trouble letting go of the character Richard, points out that the ambitious sociopath eventually goes insane. She adds,
I think that theater can reach out to so many people, and I think that if one person, just one person from the audience, walks away from this show feeling like they understand our world a little bit better, they understand the violence, and they want to stop it as well, that we've accomplished our goal.
Theater helps kids with academics, too. Beyond boosting their reading, memorizing, speaking, and self-confidence, the Bards of Birmingham have delved into history and language in a way that'd be hard to imagine without actually stepping into roles. As the 16-year-old female King explains,
it's helped me with critical thinking and getting a big picture of things and having to put that all together and understand what these words mean, because you can't just say them and expect the audience to understand it. You have to understand it as an actor and as a person. So that's helped me in not only English, but all of my classes.
10-year-old Dorian's mother, Cherie Davis, is an English teacher who helps run the group with other dedicated parents and volunteers. She says a previous Bard's production of A Midsummer Night's Dream showed that director Laura Coulter has an uncanny way with young actors.
She had these little 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds on stage. They were not afraid. If you didn't see it, you'd never believe it. And this wasn't Shakespeare watered down, kiddie version, let's halfway do it. It was real Shakespeare. These babies thought nothing of it. Nothing. She just says do it, and because she tells them they can, they can.
She says Dorian's favorite birthday gift was a book of Shakespearean insults, which he hurls around constantly, sometimes at bad drivers. His mom and dad understand them, so he has to be careful at home. But among his friends, a little ignorance of Shakespeare might actually be a good thing, at least for Dorian's buddies who are being teased without realizing it. For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.